we will stand and rejoice as one people, lifting one voice. You're worthy of glory, worthy of honor, worthy of praise. Yes, see why, Lord, we will shout. We will shout and proclaim the greatness of your holy name. You're worthy of glory, worthy of honor, worthy of praise. Let's sing that verse again. We will stand. We will stand and rejoice as one people, lifting one voice. You're worthy of glory, worthy of honor, worthy of praise. Yes, he is. We will shout and proclaim the greatness of your holy name. You're worthy of glory, worthy of honor, worthy of praise. Let's sing it, church. You are holy.
You are holy.
Yes, you are.
You are holy. The whole earth sings your praise. The whole earth sings your praise. You are holy.
Holy God.
You are holy.
Oh, yes, you are.
The whole earth sings your praise. The whole earth sings your praise.
Of your goodness we will sing hallelujah to the King. You're worthy of glory, worthy of honor, worthy of praise. Yes, you are. Now redeemed from our past, we, O people, are free at last. You're worthy of glory, worthy of honor, worthy of praise.
You are holy.
Yes, you are.
You are holy.
Come on, let's declare this together.
The whole earth sings your praise,
Lord.
The whole earth sings your praise. You are holy.
None like you, Lord.
You are holy.
You are so holy.
The whole earth sings your praise. The whole earth sings your praise.
Come on, is he worthy this morning? Is he worthy of praise? Let's just begin to praise him in our own way. He deserves our best worship. He deserves our best praise. Hallelujah.
So we pour out our best for you. We pour out our best for you. We pour out our best for you.
You're so worthy, God.
We pour out our best for you. We pour out our best for you. We pour out our best for you.
Yes, Lord.
So we pour out our best for you. We pour out our best for you. We pour out our best for you.
You're so worthy of it all, God.
We pour out our best for you. We pour out our best for you. We pour out our best for you. You are holy.
For you
are holy.
Yes, you are.
The whole earth sings your praise.
Right here, right now.
The whole earth sings your praise.
We'll sing it, praise.
You are holy.
Holy God.
You are holy.
Yes, you are.
The whole earth sings your praise. The whole earth sings your praise.
Hallelujah. You're worthy, God. You're worthy of all our praise.
Jesus, there is power, power. Rainer on
heaven.
Lord, I lift up my hands and I worship your holy name.
Your holy name.
I will
lift up my hands.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
favor. There's a shifting in my direction. There's a breaking in my favor as I praise. There's a breaking.
Oh, he's turning it around.
There's a shifting.
Will somebody praise the Lord here this morning? Come on, someone give him a high praise in this place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, just be a testimony to somebody. Look to the left and right and tell them, hey, there's a break-in coming. And it's coming in your favor. Just encourage them a little bit this morning and tell them that something good is coming. And it's coming your way. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Give them a high five or a handshake or whatever. You guys can have a seat tonight. Today, I am so excited to be in church. Are you guys happy to be here? Yes. You guys braved Snowmageddon. Kind of a snowstorm without an identity. Do I snow? Do I rain? Do I stop? What do? I don't know. But you guys came, and I'm proud to see y'all here. The Lord's got something wonderful in store for you today. If you believe that, give me a hearty amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Great to see you. We've got a lot of things happening. December, for some reason, just happens to be one of the busiest months of the year. Crazy, eh? It's my Canadian coming back out of me there for a minute. I'm sorry for that, but hey, I am what I am. It is what it is. But if you're a visitor here tonight, this morning, we're so happy that you're here. You came in the snow when some people didn't, so kudos to you. But in your seat back in front of you, there's a red card called the Connect card. And we'd love for you to fill that out. A couple questions, just a couple things on there. Really easy to fill out. Looks like that on the screen. Pop it in the offering bucket when it comes by in just a few minutes. We'd love to connect with you after the service some point this week. This church is where we believe this is the church where you belong. And come 3 weeks, and if you feel like it's not, come three more. And you will. You will. What a great place. You love our church. Amen. Amen. We're so grateful that you're here today. This coming Wednesday is our last First Wednesday service of the year. Aren't you excited? First Wednesday, December 5th. How many have been to a First Wednesday before? All right. Well, let's everybody come on back this coming Wednesday night. It's going to be a great time. There's something for everybody, all ages. We have stuff for Kids on the Move. Ignite and Soulfire are together in the Epic Center. And then we all gather in here together and have a great service. I tell everybody, one of my favorite sermons Pastor Ward ever preached in the 13 years I've been here was on a First Wednesday on the year of Jubilee. Unbelievable. It's so good. Nothing really holds Pastor Ward back, as you know. He just does what he does, and he doesn't, you know, nothing. But there's something about Wednesday night. He feels so much freer. He just comes down, and he just gives it, and it's amazing. So come on out and celebrate the Lord with us this Wednesday night. Next Sunday night, we have our Sunday School Christmas program on December 9th at 5 p.m. This is amazing because these teachers put so much into it, and the kids are unbelievable. The older ones do their videos, and they say their words, and the younger ones do whatever they want. And it is wonderful. I remember one year, I think one kid grabbed the mic and just kind of ran off. And I remember my son, when he was like 4, told everybody that Jesus died on the cross. It was awesome. And I was like, that's my boy. That's right. Boom. But it's absolutely hilarious and wonderful. You don't want to miss it. Even if you don't have a child in Sunday school, come. You'll be blessed. You'll be encouraged in what the Lord has done, and you will enjoy everything that happens. Did I hear somebody? No. Ron, did you say it? Amen. Ron knows what's going on. So come on out this Sunday, the next Sunday. It's like the 68th or 69th one we've done, right? 65. I'm ahead of the game. I am a futuristic kind of person. So yeah, the 65th one of these, so you don't want to miss big number 65. And finally, Christmas comes in December for everybody. For my wife and I and the music team, it comes sometime in mid-August, because that's when we start working on our candlelight service. But coming up, Thrill of Hope, Family Christmas Celebration on December 22nd and 23rd at 5 o'clock both nights, Saturday and Sunday. We have some little business cards, right, Jamie? We have those? Yeah, we have the business cards. They're out back at the end of the service. Please take as many as they let you take, but I think we have a lot that you can take. They're very easy to give to somebody and say, come on out, here's an invitation, you're invited, and they'll come. We will fill this place up, weather permitting, twice with 800-900 people each night. So come, you'll enjoy it. It's entertaining, it's powerful, it's wonderful. Pastor gives a salvation message, and it's a great time to come together. And also, to my wife's incredible joy, Sunday night after A Thrill of Hope, we will be having hot cocoa and cookies in the fellowship hall. You don't want to miss that one. And if everybody goes, we'll figure out how to make it work. I don't know if fellowship hall fits 800 people, but we'll make it work. All right? But it's a great time. You don't want to miss it. Invite someone who's never been to church before. Show them that God is still relevant and His power still works today. Amen? Amen. Amen. Ushers, why don't you come on down? We'll get ready to take up this morning's tithes and offerings. Praise God. Come on down as soon as you're ready. Praise the Lord. You know, I have never known God to be a man who backs off on His word. When He says something, He means something. His yeses are yes and amen. With man and with people, how many have ever had a person let you down before? We've all had that happen. But I tell you what, when you put your trust in your time, effort, and your resources in the hands of an almighty God, you never ever get let down. And God always blesses you in return. So I encourage you to give today. I encourage you to obey the Lord and tithe. And also give, and watch that He will not open the floodgates of heaven and pour down a blessing on your family, especially this time of year. Amen? Father, we just thank You for what You're doing in our church. We thank You that we're alive and thriving, and it's going to get better. We know 2019 is going to be the best year we've ever had, but this last month of 2018, I pray that we'll see people saved. We'll see people transformed. We'll see people with lack because have a lot. We'll see people with need, that these generous people in this church give and watch people's needs get met. We thank you, Lord, that you do great things and you're going to do even greater. I bless you. I pray you'll bless everybody here today. Those that give, Lord, I pray that you'll just give them a double portion in return. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. Be blessed as you give tonight.
Pastor is today. Troy Campbell had heart surgery in Canada, and he asked, Denise and Troy were a part of our youth group, which is kind of funny since they're older than me now, but They were part of our youth group, and he had heart surgery about a month ago, and he still just wasn't where he needed to be physically. He's doing great, but he called Pastor and said, can you come preach for me? And if you know my husband, he has a pastor's heart, amen? And so he said, I will be there. And that meant we will preach. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, so if you're looking for Pastor this morning, I thought about getting a cutout just so you could see him, but next time, because he looks fine. Amen? Sorry. So that's where he is. And I want to kind of explain the little joke about Heather. Heather, for years, has wanted cookies and hot chocolate, years. Like every staff meeting, every year, she'll bring it up and we'll be like, I don't think so. Maybe next year, Heather. Bring it up again next year. And so we did a little dance because we are having it. So that day you can thank Heather. She is consistent because she continues for 6 years to say, can we have hot chocolate and cookies, sugar cookies? I mean, when she asks for something, she knows what she wants. So no, 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 but yes. So I'll tell you, I want marshmallows in my hot chocolate, just whoever's making it, okay? So today, I'm going to speak about a God moment. A God moment. A God moment. How many here would just say that you've had a God moment? Like, keep your hand raised if you haven't. We're believing that everybody, if you haven't had one, that you'll leave with one today. Like a God moment where you know that God had something at that second that changed the situation. I had one this week. And it wasn't actually even about me, to be very honest with you. It was about the person that I encountered. But that encounter changed me. I got in my vehicle and I thought, I just had a God moment. Like a God moment. Like when you have a God moment, if you haven't had it, I'm believing that you'll have it today. But when you have it, you can feel it. It's so strange, but you can feel it. I've seen God moments in this church. Many, many God moments. And I was in the hospital this week, and to be honest, I go to the hospital a lot. Just a shout out, if you go to the hospital, call Barbara at the church office and tell her so I can visit you, or Paul, or Pastor Kelly, or somebody can visit you. But I kind of, to be very honest, I know where to go. I know the little side halls. I'm usually, right? No, like if you see me in the hospital, you better say, Darcy, because I am moving. And I was walking down the hall. And in an area that I had been in before because my cousin's husband was there. And it's a side, it's way down, it's on the other side of the hospital. And it's usually a tragic area, to be very honest. And I walked down and I saw this gentleman that I did not know. I did not know. Now, you don't know me, but as a woman in a public place, I am not about to talk to some man that I don't know. I just don't do that. I just don't. Sometimes women, you got to be a little cautious. That's just a throw in there. And I walked down the hall and I thought, he's a patient because he was so broken. As I got closer, I realized he wasn't a patient. And the Holy Spirit just said, talk to him. I never, Charleston Church, this is kind of a different message. I promise I'll let you sit down in a minute, but this is a different message. Faith Bible College, this is not set up correctly. I'll just let you know ahead of time. But as I walked down the hall and saw that man with his hands in his head bawling, I stopped and I said, sir, are you okay? And I thought, that's a really stupid question. I mean, obviously, he was like a man, and he's sitting there. And I thought, okay, Darcy, like, whoa, zero on that one. And he looked up and he said, am I okay? No. My daughter, who is 24, just had brain surgery. No, I'm not okay. And I was listening to that man, and as I was standing there listening, I was thinking, I don't have anything that will help this. There's not one word. I was thinking of scriptures, and I was thinking of all the good pastor things that you can say, and nothing. And I listened, and I cried with him. I don't even know his name. And I said, the Lord said to me, Darcy, you don't have the words, but you have the Spirit. And the Spirit helps. And I am telling you, church, this week, you're going to come across some areas that you need to recognize. And I thought I was so busy, to be very honest, that this day was very busy for me. And I thought I almost missed it. I don't know. But I don't want to miss it, Linda. I don't want to miss that one moment where I could say, I can't help you. But I know someone that can. And as I knelt down, and I said, I gave him the testimony of my cousin's husband, Brad, which is here today. I said, I know a man. And he said, I don't think you know everything. I have a child I adopted, my grandchild. They have a four-year-old. I have 2 hours to travel. I can't do this. I took my sick mother in, and now this, what am I supposed to do? And I said, I know a man. I know him personally, and you do not have to leave alone. There's somebody right now in your daughter's room with her, and that suicidal spirit can leave. And I began to pray, and I began to speak into him, and he looked different. It wasn't really important that I said, come to Charleston Church, which I would love him to. It's important that he knew the man that I know that can change it. Charleston Church, we need to remember God moments, and we need to look for them. We're in a world that is hurting, and we need to look for them. So today, I want everybody, if you want a God moment, because it doesn't just help you, it helps everybody. If you want one, I want you to raise your hand, and we're going to pray today that this church will have God moments. God, I pray today that you give us God moments. I pray today, Holy Spirit, that you give us God moments. That we won't be so busy doing all kinds of stuff that we don't recognize a God moment. A God moment heals. A God moment restores. A God moment gives hope always. Let us look for God moments. This week, I pray that I get so many emails, that I get so many messages of God moments. Let us open our spiritual eyes for them, I pray. In the name of Jesus, amen. You may be seated. The Bible is full of God moments. And I'm going to read. You'll never be able to read all of these. I'm going to go fast, but I'm going to read a few scriptures for you. In Judges 14:6, it says, "At the moment, the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon him, and he ripped the lion's jaw apart with his bare hands." In Esther 4, it says, "Mordecai sent this reply to Esther, 'Don't you think for a moment you were in this palace that you would escape with all the other Jews killed.'" Psalms 18 says, "They attacked me at a moment when I was in distress, but the Lord supported me." Amen? In Daniel 9, just stay with me, I promise it will get better. Daniel 9:23, it says, "The moment you begin praying, a command was given." Matthew 9 says, "Jesus turned around and saw her, and he said, 'Daughter, be encouraged. Your faith has made you well.' And the woman was healed at that moment." Say, at that moment. Just a couple more. The word of God is good. Amen. Matthew 17 says, "Jesus rebuked the demon in the boy and left him. From that moment, the boy was healed." Luke 18 says, "And the moment her life returned, and immediately she turned up, she stood up." I'm just going to end there. I have more, but I'm telling you, moments matter. Moments matter. They matter. If you want to have a God moment, how do you get it? Are you asking me? Oh, good. Thank you. I wasn't sure if I was asking myself or say, Darcy, how do you get a God moment? Okay, not sure what you asked, but I'm going to answer it. A God moment requires different things. A God moment requires. It's not just, I think in many areas in the Bible, it happened many different ways. But I personally couldn't find a God moment without these three things. There's more, but I'm just going to talk about three things that God requires when you want a God moment. A God moment requires action. It requires action. You got to move a little bit. I know you're from Maine, and some of you should not move very much. Trust me. My daughter says, "Never dance in public, Mom." She is very honest with her mother. It's not pretty. You gotta have action. You have to act. You have to do something. There's something required of you if you want a God moment. I think of the woman with the issue of blood. The woman had been sick for 12 years. Like 12 long years. I think about this woman that literally would come and they would holler, "Unclean, unclean," as she walked. You know, we all have issues, but we can hide them, right? Oh, yes, it's true. I know some of you, and you know me. But as she was walking, everybody knew her issues. Can you imagine all of your problems being hollered out as you walked? I think of that woman that walked, and she knew Jesus was right there. And she tried to push, because women can be pushy. And no men laugh. You are so smart on that, except Andy. Andy, not so much. That woman pushed. That woman had enough of being sick. Sometimes you got to push a little bit with some of your issues. You got to get to the point where you push a little bit and say, I'm not leaving Charleston Church the same today. There's been times in my own personal life that I have had to say, I am not leaving the same. Pastor and I, a little while ago, were fasting and we were praying about something that we had prayed about for a long time. You want to know what it is? Well, you're not going to. And we had been praying and we had been praying and we had been seeking, and to be honest, we had pushed, but we still hadn't seen it. But sometimes you got to keep pushing. You got to keep pushing. You got to keep saying, I'm going to get this. And she touched the hem of his garment, and she was made whole. That moment was many different things. She was kind of considered a nobody, but she became somebody because she actually was somebody. But when she touched him, everything changed. There is something about a God moment that when you touch him, it changes. It changes. It changes. How many have something that you could say, I want changed? How many have something? You can have it changed. Amen. It requires action. It requires obedience. I think of Zacchaeus. I love this story. I love it. I'm kind of the personality that you probably already know this. You've known me for years. But I kind of like love, I can visualize it. I can visualize that little man. Because that's what the Bible says. He ran ahead because he wanted to see Jesus. And he couldn't see him where he was at. He couldn't see him where he was at. He couldn't see him where he was at. Have you ever been in a place where you really couldn't see Jesus? I'm telling you, I've been there. And he ran ahead. The Bible says that he ran ahead and went up a tree because all he wanted to do was to see Jesus. At that moment, he could see him. At that moment, I think he wondered, is this going to change? I just want to see him. Everybody knows the man that I am, and he was not a good man. But Jesus saw the action. He saw the obedience, and he was up in that tree, and Jesus stopped at that tree. Do you know when you want to see Jesus, he will stop. He'll stop. He was walking and saw a man in the tree. I'm like, I just see this. I want some of you to go climb a tree after and send me a selfie just for the fun of it. Okay, sorry. Squirrel. Focus, Darcy. Okay, so he was at the top of the tree, and Jesus said to him, Zacchaeus, come down. And then he said, I must go to your house. When you obey Jesus, it will change your house. It will change your house. Your house will not be the same when you obey Jesus. It will change your house. And I love that nobody had to tell Zacchaeus, you need to pay back the people that you've robbed. Sometimes with new Christians, you think you just got to tell them all this stuff. I can tell you that God can pretty much take care of it. Not that we don't need to help them. That's not what I'm saying. But he knew immediately that he had done wrong. Immediately. He said, I'm going to pay back the people. So not only was his life changed, his family's life was changed, and his town was changed because he made it right because of that God moment. Amen? Amen. Okay, I have more. It's obedient. He requires obedience. And a God moment not only changes you, a God moment makes you want to share it. When you have a God moment, it will change your life, it will change your home's life, and you'll want to share it. A God moment, you want to share when you've experienced the freedom you have when God comes in and takes all that sin and eternity is changed for you. You want to share it. Amen? You want to share it. I've been thinking this week, and this person, I'm sorry. The woman at the well was standing there, and Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." Like, some of us women be like, "I don't think so." But you know what she did? She gave him a drink. And all of her life was changed because of her obedience. There is something about it. If you're still dealing with something that you dealt with 15 years ago, I can tell you, somebody in here, I was praying this morning when I walked in, you need to forgive. You've been walking around with unforgiveness. And Jesus says today, if you want a God moment, you better forgive. You're not going to live with that anymore. Your house is affected by bitterness. Oh, don't shut me down. Your house is affected. Forgive. If they deserve it, forgive. If they don't deserve it, forgive. If you like them, forgive. If you don't like them, forgive. Ooh, that's not like, you could feel that. Ooh, yeah. Forgive. I know a lot of people that don't forgive, and it affects every area of their life. Do they deserve it? Doesn't matter. If you don't think that Pastor and I have ever had to forgive anybody, dear Jesus, you're crazy. Like, you need medication. We've had to. We've struggled with it sometimes. But that's when you pray in the Spirit and you forgive. Amen. I was thinking about some God moments that I know in this church. Some God moments. And there are many, many, many God moments in this church. Many. And I was thinking this morning, I wish I could see all of you in the balcony a little better. Hold on. Oh my goodness. Hey! Yeah, I wish you could see them. They're like, Dennis, dear Jesus. I was thinking of, Marisha and Dennis, could you stand? I really kind of want to sometime go right up there, and I like that area. Oh, yeah, he's still waving. Okay, enough, Dennis. Okay, there we go. Not too happy. Yes, okay. I was thinking Marisha and Dennis came to this church. How many years has it been? Since 2010. So that would be 8 years. Sad to say, Marisha, I actually had to go, yeah. Okay. 8 years, what? It's balcony years. Okay. So we didn't see them until, you know, two weeks ago when I put my glasses on. But woo, there they are. Stop it. Stop it. You know I'm weak in that. So, God moment. So they came to church, and they continued to come to church. And then after a little while, not that they weren't great people, but they were great people, and they knew God. But, you know, after a while, when you share your God moments long enough, it affects others. So then Amy and Dan, up, kids, up. Yes. See, you should have said so we all could see you. Yes. And then after that, and what's sad is now you're going to know they're not here, and they're always here. But your aunt and uncle came. But they're not here today. And then your mother came, Amy. Is she here today? Ooh, empty row. So after a while, and then Amy's aunt came, and then Tim and Amanda, which sat in the front row, came. Their children came. After a while, a God moment affects other people. A God moment doesn't just stop at one family member. It continues. And then the Bickerstaffs came from them. I'm telling you, you got to do some more work. I want some more. There is something, thank you. There's something about a God moment. When you have a God moment, it keeps affecting. I was thinking about, I want to have them stand, but Tim and Tracy. Tim and Tracy had friends that they talked to who were going through a hard time, and Cassie and Brandon, and they started watching live stream. And then all of a sudden they came to the altar, gave their heart to Jesus, and he was very sick with cancer. Very sick. I preached that day on Samson, and the last moments of his life, he said, God, remember me. And Brandon got saved, and Cassie got saved. And then that affected all this family. And then it affected Jen, and I'm so sorry. I can't remember. Lou, I'm telling you, it doesn't stop. And then it affected Travis. I mean, you guys get a little happier here in this church. I'm telling you, it doesn't stop. Battles, yes. Devastation, yes. But a God moment changes everything. Everything. I think of Brandon today up in heaven saying, look at my family. I think that he's shouting. I don't think he's up there saying, oh. No, he's shouting. He's in heaven. He's in eternity. And his family is coming. I mean, you just got to know that eternity is where it's at. A God moment changes you. It changes your family. It changes you. It changes everybody around you. God moment. There are God moments of healing. There are God moments of forgiveness. There are God moments of comfort. I was thinking last night of Stephen. Stephen, run up here, honey. Stephen is one of our college students at Faith Bible College, and his beautiful wife, stand up. Oh, yes, turn around. When Stephen's mother was pregnant with him, she was on a medication, and they said, do not have him. Abort him. Abort him. Because he will not be okay. Abort that baby. He could have no limbs. He could be deformed. Abort the baby. And I am telling you, there is it's a movement. I don't know if that's the right word. It's a demonic spirit that's saying, if everything's not exactly how it's supposed to be, get rid of it. And his parents of faith said no. And I'll tell you, they lost some friends because they wouldn't do what they were told to do. Stephen was born, and look at him. Handsome. Yes. Go for it. Come out. Yeah. Stephen is one of my favorite worship leaders. He does it at Faith Bible, and he dances the whole time. Like in a hymn, show us.
Oh, my God. Oh!
The whole time. I mean, he can be in like a old hymn, just. And I am like, dear Jesus, you make me like so happy. I love, next time.
Next time I'm inviting you.
Yeah. He said, next time I'm inviting you. I wouldn't, because you know my husband. He'd be like, I don't think so, Stephen. So when he was born a mute. Couldn't hear and he couldn't speak. You don't know what's in your row. And you don't know the miracles. And you don't know what God has brought somebody through your row. He was born a mute. And at 4 years, come up closer. At 4 years old, his parents were at a revival service. And they were praying for people to be healed. And he wasn't with them. And they went in line and they prayed and they prayed over Stephen. And they went home believing that Stephen would speak and hear. Can you imagine not ever hearing your son's voice? And they got home and believed it was going to happen. And he did not. It didn't happen. But I can tell you, the parents kept believing. The parents kept pushing for the hem of the garment. The parents kept going ahead saying, "Hey, Jesus, my son needs to speak." And all of a sudden, in a room, a mom heard a noise she had never heard. He was in the other room and worship music was playing. And she heard a voice singing that she had never heard. She heard a voice and thought, "What is that?" Because it probably wasn't good at the beginning, I'm guessing. I don't know. A mom has goggles and she'd say, "Oh, it was the best," because we're just made with that. But she heard a noise. I don't want to ever get so hard that I don't recognize this. Can you imagine? I think about that, Kelly. Can you imagine never hearing Carter's voice? I don't know, Lindsay. Can you imagine not hearing Clay's voice? At 4.5 years old, she heard a noise. And that mom went running and went and heard her baby boy, 4.5. You know, mine's 18. I still say baby. I'm sorry. It is what it is, Micah. And she heard him. And the first words was a worship song. And he hasn't stopped talking. Right? He preached here the other Sunday night on 5 for 5. If you missed it, I'm telling you, you missed it. If you miss Sunday nights, you miss it. I'm just letting you know. He preached and he will preach all over the world. And he will teach men and women how to worship. Not just because of that miracle, but because a moment with God, a moment with God, a moment with God, a moment with God, a moment with God. And look at today. You need a moment. Thank you, Stephen. You need it. If you haven't had it for a long time, today's your day. Oh, you look so much better. I know I'm not supposed to do this, but I love it. I think about a moment. I think that your life was totally changed because you had a moment. A moment. And you will keep having moments. And not only your moment, but God is going to use you to give many people more moments. God says, "Do not be discouraged, because I have more moments for you." Let me pray for you. I pray in the name of Jesus that you give him more moments. This week, I pray for a moment. In the name of Jesus, more moments. If you want a moment, I want you to raise your hand. God, give me a moment. Let me look for the moment. I pray that if there's somebody here with any addiction, that it will be gone. Heather, would you... Or yes, come on up, the worship team. I pray whatever you need, that it will be done. I pray for a moment. I pray for this church to have moments. I pray for moments. I pray in the name of Jesus for moments. For God moments. Somebody needs restoration, that they'll leave with it today. Somebody needs hope, that they'll leave with it today. Somebody needs joy, they'll leave with it today. I pray for restoration. Whoever is here that needs to, their marriage, their house needs to be restored, that today it will be restored. I pray in the name of Jesus. I pray for a God moment. I pray in this altar today that you give us a God moment. I pray that not one person leaves the same today. I pray, Lord, that you change somebody's life today. In the name of Jesus, I want you to stand with me. You know, the neat thing about snow days is everybody really that really wanted to be here is here. Like, you really had to want to be here today. If you turned on the news, you wouldn't have been here. So I want everybody, I would love 100%, but I'll take whatever I get, that says, I want a God moment. I want you to come on down. I want you to come quickly, right to the altar. I want a God moment. I'm looking for a God moment. I'm believing for a God moment. I'm asking for a God moment. Hallelujah. Why don't you sing while they come? And when you come, I want you just to worship for a minute, and then we'll do what God led me to do. Balcony, come to the altar today. Just have a God moment with me today. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Your presence is heaven to me. Oh, your presence.
When you get here, why don't you just worship for a minute?
Your presence is heaven to me. Sing, oh Jesus, oh Jesus.
You're a Scott. What's his name, Heather? Yes. Sam, I'm so sorry. I get up here and I swear. Sam, God healed your heart one time, right? I mean, he healed your heart. I mean, you were sick and you had a heart condition and you were, like, how old were you? 16. How's your heart now? It's good. So 16, I kind of feel like the Lord, Satan wanted to just take you out. Because you were a miracle from the beginning. I've heard your story. And I remember your name. I'm so sorry about that. But there are different God moments that have happened to you. And the Lord wants to remind you today that he has more God moments for you. He has more God moments for your family. I think that when Zacchaeus ran ahead of Jesus, he just wanted see him so bad. And Sam, that desire in you, you got to refresh a little bit. Like we all do. Like Darcy has to. I think that I had the God moment this week because the whole way to Bangor I prayed in the Spirit. Sam, when you're wherever you are on the farm, pray in the Spirit. And your heart is actually gonna feel better. You're gonna have a peace that hasn't been there lately. There's gonna be something that's gonna come down, and when it comes down on you, it's gonna come down on your house. And it's going to come down on your children. And it will come down on your work. It will go down the road. It will hit that greenhouse. I'm telling you, you're a key. So I want you to raise your hand out. Your beautiful wife, names have just gone. Dear Lord, what is your name? I'm so sorry. Hallie? Hallie. I was like, it is not Hallie. I knew what it wasn't, but I wasn't sure what it was. I want you both to raise your hand. I pray in the name of Jesus that you touch this house. That this house will never, ever be the same. From today, it will be different. There will be something different in that house. In the name of Jesus, I pray the Spirit of the Lord will be there like it's never been there. I pray that you begin to give them different ideas, different thoughts. I pray that you put them in some kind of ministry in this church, that they begin to open up in a new way, that they're called, they're chosen, you haven't left them. You have plans for them in the name of Jesus. Oh, Rabba Shanda. I want about 8 people to walk over and pray for them. In the name of Jesus, let's raise our hands. Hallelujah. 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 Andrew, the Lord's been doing something in you that you haven't felt for a long time. Things are coming back to you that you haven't felt. There's been a change, and you're not even sure when it happened, but something's different. Is that right? There's going to be more changes, and the Lord is going to give you the desires of your heart. Like, there's some things that you asked for, and you said, you didn't even hear me. I can promise you, Andrew, that God has heard every prayer, and the gifts that he put you on you as a little boy are going to come back stronger than they've ever been. You're going to be used in gifts of the Spirit. You're going to lay hands on people, and they're going to leave different in this church. I pray, I want about 8 people to go over to him and lay their hands on him and pray in the Spirit. Come on, men. I need some men to come over here and pray for him. In the name of Jesus, Satan, you wanted to devour him, and he is moving up in the Spirit. I pray for gifts of the Holy Spirit that will be on him. In the name of Jesus, I want you to raise your hand, and let's believe them for you. I pray in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, that he'll give you a God moment today. Today. He'll give you a God moment today. You've had a few, but you're gonna have a new one. You've had some, and you, I can't think of your name, but you were in our youth group. What is your name? Corey. Paul, go back and put your hands on Corey. Corey, have you given your heart back to Jesus? Today's your day. Corey, Corey, all that you went through as a child, just a hands up, was not God. But God showed up time and time and time again. And Corey, I want to tell you that God will keep showing up, honey. He'll show up and he'll change things in your life that nobody knows. He'll come in and he'll change it. Today is a God moment for you. It's a God moment. I prayed this morning that somebody would give their heart to the Lord. I didn't know I'd have to call you right out and say, have you given your heart to Jesus? Corey, Pastor, and I love you. We love you. Today is the day of salvation. I think today he comes in and the Bible says he cleans it. And when he does that, he also cleans up here. There's been times that I have not thought right. Me personally, not you. I'm sure you always do. But me, I didn't think right. And I had to say, God, I need your help. And he cleared it up. So today is your day, and I just want to say, I'm proud of you. There was something that brought you back here, a moment, some kind of moment, and I can tell you there's going to be more and more and more moments, and we're going to be part of those, and I am so excited. Can I hug you? Pastor would be just fine with that. Okay, Paul is going to lead you in the prayer, and let's just raise our hands and thank God for Corey today. I don't think it's by chance. I just realized the Lord, I've been calling some young men out. I believe that the young men shall dream dreams, and old men should have visions. So if you want that, like if you want that, I want you to raise your hand and we're just going to pray for a God moment, whatever needs to be done. I pray that Lord, you've spoken to a few people, but I want you to speak to everybody. Whatever they need, they get it today. Whatever they need to receive, they get it today. I pray if there's healing they need, there will be healing. I pray if there's deliverance, that there will be deliverance. I pray in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, that you will turn some things around in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, that you will give us a God moment in this church today. We just ask you, Lord, for a God moment in the name of Jesus. Rhonda, I can't think of your daughter's name. Rachel, Rachel, God has not forgotten about you. Rachel, God has not forgotten about you. Bring her right up here. Not on the platform, just right here, honey. I won't make you come up here. I want to just pray for you. A God moment today. Alicia, come pray with me. Cassie, pray with me. In the name of Jesus, heal every part of Rachel today. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus. I speak to that that says, God has nothing for me. I tell you, he has great things for you. And he's going to open up the right doors. I pray in the name of Jesus that you begin to heal. You begin to restore. You begin to just speak to her the good things that you have for her. In the name of Jesus. See, will you pray with me? Can I hear you pray for Rachel today? You don't know her, but I want to hear you. I pray in the name of Jesus that you begin to heal inside. Hallelujah. That you begin to let her see things different. I mean, really different. I pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that today's a God moment, that you're going to bring peace today. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.